As some of you know, it's pretty hard to be serious about today's television. I think one of the funniest incidents that did happen is while we were making a movie of the week that I know some of you saw. It was called The Questor Tapes. And thank you. I'm delighted you got it. Well, for those of you who did not catch that show on television, it had an interesting story. It was the story of an android robot who was outwardly indistinguishable from a human male. Except perhaps that the computer mind, the programming of his computer mind, made him incapable of hate, jealousy, violence, and other television star qualities. In the original draft of the show, this android that we call Questor was searching for the man who had provided his blueprints and his parts, the man who had created him, his creator. The robot wanted to know why he had been placed on this planet, which immediately got me in trouble with some of the television executives. One of them said, and I quote exactly, "Whoever heard of a character in drama being interested in the reason for his existence?" In his case, I probably could have said, "What about Pinocchio?" But at any rate, the only way that Questor could locate his creator was through a very, very lovely woman who refused to talk. Fortunately, the android had been programmed in literature, which included the works of Maupassant, from which he had learned that sometimes the human female will open her mind to a man to whom she has opened other channels of communications. In my original script, the android then made love to her. He was programmed for excellence in many areas. And he immediately secured the information. I was called to a meeting of the executives. And they minced no words. A robot doing it to a woman was absolutely unacceptable. The first thought that popped into my mind was, thank God I hadn't written a gay robot. I really would have been in trouble. But I carefully explained to these executives that the woman didn't know he was a robot. We would certainly use good taste in what we showed on the screen. But still a great argument ensued. And after a bit, I thought my opponents were showing human jealousy, perhaps even a masculine resentment against a mechanical man who could no doubt do anything he wanted, whenever he wanted, probably for as long as he wanted, for that matter. But no, that wasn't it at all. After several hours, I finally realized that our disagreement was much more basic. What they were actually trying to say to me was a version that has been heard so many times on this planet of ours, something that is so old that I couldn't keep from laughing. What they were trying to say was simply, after all, Gene, how would you like your sister to sleep with a robot? I lost the argument. Questor did not get the girl. But I remember driving home that night, I was kind of happy. I was saying, you know, in your whole writing career, how many times will you get an opportunity to create a whole new area of intolerance?